This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
I am so pumped and so excited. We just gave a big fanfare trumpet and everything to Canberra. 90% double dose vax for people over 12. Fantastic news.
Mm.
It's allowing other states to open back up to us comfortably. We're going to be travelling. It's so exciting. People that haven't seen their families are going to be reunited. November 1st, international travel's back on the cards. It's very exciting stuff, but does mean a lot more planes.
Mm. A lot more air travel, a lot more everything. I am so excited to be places. I'm not excited to be on planes.
No, I'm actually, because I'm a bit of a plane nerd, yeah. I'm very excited to get back in the sky. A lot of people will be the same with that, but a lot of people will. It's a means to an end.
Mm.
And that's more your camp.
Yes.
Which is why what I have to bring you today is terrible news,
okay.
And terribly timed news, to be honest. We really don't need to know it right now. There is a clinical professor who has taken a bit of a flight and has thought to himself, I'm a bit gassy.
Mm-hmm.
And was gone, why does this always happen to me on planes?
Yeah.
Noticed that a water bottle that was next to him, an empty water bottle, expanded while they were in the air.
Okay.
And sort of crumpled back up when they were landing.
Yeah.
When that's probably what's happening in my stomach. Did a bunch of tests and basically worked out that, yeah.
Yes.
Kind of in layman's terms, that essentially is what's happening in your stomach, which causes you to get a bit more bloated when you're in the air.
Right.
And it makes you a bit more likely to experience some flatulence. We don't need people who fart on planes to have legitimate medical excuses now. This was not the time for this news.
Yeah.
It's not even something that I think we needed to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a choice whether or not you feel bloated and farty. You do kind of still have a choice whether you fart.
Exactly right. You 100% have a choice fart.
You can head off to the lab and just have a solid fart or, you know, maybe even... But apparently, this is what he said. It's kind of weird because, like, it's air. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to the toilet. It's literally just your stomach's expanding a little bit.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to go to the toilet. It means you're just going to make everyone else's trip around you way worse.
It is not. And this, for me, there are a couple of things to think about here. Now, he said that eating more carbohydrates, less fiber at the airport, apparently is a good step you can take.
Right.
Fill your stomach up with some more solid like carbs, which
get
will make
bagel.
Less area for air to sort of go around. It says here, though, this article, this is not the clinical guy that's done all the studies. This article has said that you could even buy flatulence filtering underwear if it's that bad.
Yeah, okay.
So remember, we talked about them on the show. They're called Shreddies, and they have like a little potpourri patch at the back
of
the
undies. It's very odd.
It's bizarre.
I don't know if this is the way to go.
Why did we need this study now? Why did we need it just as the world is about to go through a boom of air travel?
The only people that I think should be permitted are babies, because it's like you really can't control anything that's going on. Right. But I swear on my life I've been on a plane before where a baby's been like...
vindictively farting?
Watch this. Yeah. What did you just ate something before you got on this plane? I'm gonna bring it back up for you.
That in-flight meals you've just cracked open. You've got all the food out in the open.
Yeah.
Fart time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What are you hungry and you want a snack? Let me get rid of that appetite for you, champ.
Disappear like that. The only other thought I had about this study, because obviously terrible timing, very interesting. We'll say that, because I've certainly been on a plane before and gone, geez, why do I all of a sudden feel like why is that happening? How bad was this guy's farts on this flight to New Zealand, this clinical professor, that he had to get off the plane and justify his farting behavior with a study? Got off the plane and went, guys, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned, it's something that's kind of embarrassing for me to admit now, but we had a little bit too much hubris, and by we, I mean me. And
yeah, sorry, I was caught up to date on Monday,
Intro made.
Ned and Josh's warm-up act on Hit 104.7.
It's going to be big, no doubt.
Hudson Circus is reopening at Queanbeyan Showgrounds October 27th to November 7th.
It's important to mention now the competition nature of this is done. This is now just a sad confession from... somebody who bit off more than they can chew.
Yeah. What's happened?
What we wanted to do, Canberra, was give you the chance to be a part of Hudson Circus as a warm-up act.
Yep.
Now,
we've got some fantastic suggestions.
Yeah, no.
And some people put their hand up and said, maybe.
Unfortunately, it needed to be tonight.
And everyone was like, I've got plans.
Unavailable.
My 12-year-old can't stay up that late.
What about we go on Saturday? Yeah. No, it had to be tonight. And unfortunately, what we've ended up with now is a circus that are expecting a warm-up act and no warm-up act to give them.
Everyone's fallen through.
Which, As this was my idea, you were not in the brainstorming session when this idea came about. I've been informed that it has now fallen to me in order to perform this warm-up act. You will take on a ringleader kind of role.
Good.
And that's all you have to do.
Good.
I will be performing the warm-up act at the circus tonight in Queanbeyan. So if you're going along to Hudson Circus, very unique in that it will have a warm-up act. Normally, circuses just start. Yeah. There's no...
Usually, it's impressive enough to just start. What is it? Can you say what your act will be yet, or would you like to keep it a suspenseful thing for everyone going tonight?
I am really quite good at riding a bicycle without holding the handlebars.
Okay.
And I
and so you're going to ride a unicycle?
No, I'm going to ride my bicycle, my mountain bike, and I will ride for a portion of the ride without my hands on the handlebars. And
are you going to do anything with your hands? Juggle, count with your fingers?
I need you as my friend. I need you as my friend.
Yeah.
And nay, my brother, my business partner, to be on board with this.
Okay.
And I need you as the ringleader to sell it like it's amazing.
Okay.
It's the only way this is going to work. So you don't have to do anything now. You can say whatever you want now. Mm-hmm. But when we walk out in front of the crowd tonight, I need you to pretend it's amazing. And we will have fulfilled our obligation because, by definition, the warm-up act shouldn't be as good as the actual circus.
Of course, it should be a
lead-in. Everyone comes out and sees this, they'll go, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
And that's probably what people should feel from a warm-up act of like, oh, yeah, well, good on them for having a crack.
Yeah, someone come out.
I've seen bands start the show from other bands that are better than the band I came to see. That's not what anyone wants.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not what's going to happen. And I've done that by design because I'm not saying this handlebars thing is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's something. It's something.
You said you're opposed to, I tried to float the idea of having a fun Halloween show tomorrow and you poo-pooed that.
Mm.
The only way this would be impressive is if you could pull off some kind of realistic monkey costume and then we had you riding around on the bike, no hands.
And they'd be like, it's a gorilla.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, look, a chimpanzee did that. That would be impressive. A human, a 30-year-old doing it. I'm getting this out of my system so that I don't bring this poison to the stage.
And I appreciate that because we're in this now.
Yeah.
And it was originally me, but it's now we. We're in this now. And I need your help.
I will sell it. I'll sell it. I can do that.
Thank you.
Here's my only thing that you can't do.
Yes.
It can't be like a, and this is, I'm going to do a visual representation, but I'll try to explain what I'm saying. When you ride your handlebars, hand on your bike as a kid and you've got your hands on the handlebars, it can't be one of the, like hands up.
I have to hit the hands off the handlebars for a while.
The hurt I did was how long my hands were off the handlebars. Like, take it off for a second. Oh, look at me go. Essentially, the momentum carries you forward and then straight back down onto them. If it's that, I will openly roast you in front of however many people show up tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the first
circus warm-up act in maybe circus history will be performed tonight under the big top in Queanbeyan, Hudson Circus.
I'd get practicing.
It will be me riding my bike, no hands.
For a part.
For a part. If you'd like to come see this, 131060 is the number to call right now.
Honestly,
we've got our last free passes to give away to the circus. You can get them now on 131060. Tomorrow on the show, we'll bring you some audio of how this all went down.
Recap.
Because, God,
how
it's
well
going to go
sell this?
One of two ways.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit
104.7. Josh, okay, so became a godfather last year, and it was honestly really, really cool. It was really, really, really special to me.
It meant a lot. I took on a lot of responsibilities.
Okay, enough.
Even though I think I've met my goddaughter twice.
Enough.
Anyway, I became a godfather. It was fantastic. I was incredibly honored to be thought of, especially seeing as the person who had a baby has a brother, which I feel like usually is the fault.
He's already the uncle.
That's exactly right. You already have a title. You don't need another one. But I was stoked. Now, my goddaughter is dead set gorgeous. She's one of the cutest babies I've ever seen. And at the moment, she's like 18 months old. So it's actually kind of, it's prime learning about the world. Everything's incredible.
Personality
everything's amazing.
Shining through. Yeah.
She's learned how to frown. So she's like, she's learned how to eat. Everything's funny to her. So you squish a ball and go like, oh, and she's like, it's amazing.
Good time.
My friends who had this baby, who I'm the godfather of, have just had another baby only like a month ago, which is also incredible. It's very, very, very special for them, and I'm very, very excited. They're sending me a lot of Snapchats of this brand new baby.
Are you the godfather of this new baby?
I'm not yet, but it has been floated. There is apparently, and this is very godfather-esque,
There'll be a conversation we need to have.
Okay. Anyway, I have been getting a lot of Snapchats of this brand new baby, which is always cool because it's like, oh my God, look at this brand new baby. It looks a lot like the old other baby. It looks so much like you guys. My confession is thus, and this is something I'll say to you, and hopefully, I don't think they, I mean, they've got just had a brand new baby. I doubt they're listening to Canberra radio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The new baby is what I refer to as now the burrito baby, because I've only ever seen her wrapped up in a little blanket mm-hmm. as a little burrito baby. The burrito baby, sticking with the B theme, is boring. You've not helped my case.
That is your
with
confession.
That. Yeah, that is, you're not helping my case.
That's appalling.
You've taken away any. I try to add some gravity, but I feel bad about this.
That is an appalling thing to say, my friend. That is a disgraceful thing to say.
How do I convey to my friend?
As a baby
friend?
That's a week old boring. That is horrible to you.
Here is my problem, all right? How do I convey to my friends, to me, a child learning about the world and laughing and giggling and frowning and facial expressions, and she's like ripping up plants, which is really funny because it's not my kid, is more interesting to me than a baby that the most I've seen is like
that baby sounds hilarious.
I was going to say really performing for the camera. I get for them it's a new baby, so it's way more exciting.
Yeah,
but for me, when a baby becomes exciting is when it's like a toddler.
Before
it's a toddler, just before it can speak, that's the cutest
You're
time.
You're watching every new amazing thing in the world go through their eyes and be expressed on their face. It's pretty incredible.
This baby's just a little bean burrito that just rolls around, farts and burps, and that's kind of it. And I think it's adorable, and I think it's very cute. It's just not the white baby I want to be seeing.
Certainly not helping your chances with Godfather number two.
Yeah. The conversation will be, where do you get off with saying that kind of stuff?
I wish, though, obviously TikTok has like an algorithm, you know, when you scroll past something quickly, they no longer show you stuff like that. What you need to do is just every time the burrito baby is Snapchatted to you, all you do is just a frown face emoji back. Create your own algorithm. And every time Aaliyah gets Snapchatted to you, your goddaughter, thumbs up emoji.
This is being sent directly to my friend, not a billion people.
Frowny face emoji, thumbs up emoji. That's what you've got to do.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, there's a guy who has always wanted to be a writer, which is a cool dream to have. I feel like writing's always cool.
You just got to live your dreams wherever you can. Mm. You know, if he's in an office and sends some emails, dream achieved.
There you go. That's exactly right. Yeah. Put a little flair into them.
Yeah.
But this is it. It's also like writing. Just write. Like, who knows? You might be really, really, really good.
I think that people say they want to be a writer. They want to be like a published writer. Because everyone can just write.
You can write whatever you want. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Write a full book and only you read it.
Just talk to Siri these days and she'll write a book for you.
Exactly.
Just start rambling to her and she'll text it all out.
But I guess he never really became a writer. But he did have a son that he was like, you know what? I am going to give him a name that is inspired by my dream of becoming a writer. Mm. And you would think maybe he's called his name like Ernest, like Hemingway or another author. Clearly, I read a lot of books.
I was going to say, you're a very, your literature skills, your understanding of the world is
maybe they
profound.
He called him Tolkien or J.R.R.
There you go. That was another one.
And that's me done.
Grisham? John maybe Grisham?
George Martin or whatever. I don't know. Anyway.
Dan Brown?
He didn't do any of those. He decided to call his son ABCDEFGHIJKL. Oh, sorry. No, HIJK. That's where it stops.
So just the first few letters of the alphabet.
So from A to K. ABCDEFGHIJK is his first name. Zuzu is his last name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I like that kind of,
No, that's the guy's last name. Yeah.
But no, I like the idea of giving the beginning of the alphabet because the family name's also the end of the alphabet. So
especially because, like, I'd be
that's
like
a cool name, too.
I'd be like Ned
Not
B.
Not the first name. The first name's a disaster. The last name, cool name.
Which is so annoying because it's like you've been gifted. If you're a writer, you've been gifted a great last
Imagine
name.
Imagine if his
Zuzu's
name was like Razor.
Razor Zuzu.
That's the coolest name. That is the coolest name I've ever heard.
It honestly proves how bad of a writer this guy is because it's like if you have been given the gift of Zuzu,
as a last name.
Why are you wasting it by ABCD? I think medical professionals came to him and were like, obviously this is a mistake. And he was like, no,
that's what we're calling.
I'm good. I'm good for this. That's what I want. I also do like that. I think he was self-aware enough to go, let's stop at K because if we say L, you've got to go,
M-N-O-P.
Yeah.
You can't just go L or M. You can't go L-M. Yeah, you've got to go L-M-N-O-P.
You can't get to L in the alphabet and then not go L-M-N-O-P.
There are four package deal, unfortunately.
You need to include all of them.
I'm glad that there is a cutoff somewhere in the alphabet for him.
I just think that, I know this is probably not how it works, and this story probably has come from America, where it's like First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, expressions, all that stuff. It should just get, some names should just get to the birth certificate office, and they should just go, nah, pick again.
Yeah, sorry, but no.
No. What do you actually want?
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Saw a guy come to, down in the lift the other day. No, sorry, go up in the lift. So he's going up from the pool, just soaking wet. We're talking basketball shorts and T-shirt in the pool. So everything's soaking wet. Mask free, just going, you know what?
I would imagine so.
I've just gone to my personal pool that I don't, and I'm going in my personal lift.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, I'm here as well.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Unfortunately, one of the things you do have to grow out of as a kid is other adults don't have to accept you being sopping wet at all times.
Dry off a little bit.
Don't get out of the pool and not even attempt to dry off.
The pool's great, and but it's not a water park.
Exactly.
This is actually an apartment building.
So this is someone's hallway.
This isn't a lift you take to get to the water slide.
No.
This is dry off, you idiot. Anyway, there is a traveler from the US who has basically opened up with the fact that she has... one of our things here is almost a delicacy to her. Something that we take for granted.
Okay.
And she's obsessed with it. Our bread. There's a bit of bread here that she loves. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? I know what she's talking about. Bit of Baker's Delight toast slice. Ooh.
I don't know what it's...
So soft, so fresh, beautiful. The crust is just perfectly crusty.
I know it's called in Tasmania, it's called Beaconsfield bread because it comes from a...
Helga's or something? You're talking about
isn't it called like Tiger bread or whatever?
I have no idea.
Where it's crackly at the top.
I know what you're talking about.
Crunchy. Yep. The outer ring is crunchy and the inside is like so nice
and
soft.
I even thought for a second then she might have been talking about Texas toast, you know, the really thick slices.
Yeah.
But I was like, she can't be. She's an American tourist.
That's where it's from.
Texas toast has got to be from Texas. You know what, French fries are from France. But
I also think multigrain bread doesn't get enough credit.
No,
great.
It gets the credit it deserves. It's trash. I was thinking...
One of them.
Obviously, Baker's Delight, white toast slice bread,
creme
de la creme.
Yep.
She's amazed by it. Nah, American tourist, obsessed with just plain white tip-top bread. says that it's the most incredible, amazing bread she's ever had in her life.
It's like aliens coming down to Earth and being like, oh my God, this water you guys have is the bee's knees.
Top notch.
This is great.
We've been hydrating ourselves by injecting saline solution. You guys just drink water? That's fantastic.
This is amazing.
Hey, she says here that she ate bread in Australia and it ruined her life because she's not been able to get bread as good ever since. Now, I've never been to America.
Yeah.
You have.
I have.
Do they have some kind of bread problem over there? Like, what?
I saw.
Why? Because, I mean... Credit to the people at Tip Top, and good on your mum because Tip Top's the one. But there is better bread.
Yeah.
Objectively, there is better bread.
100%.
I don't think, and this I'll put this out as a salvo to the people at Tip Top. I think their English muffins are beyond reproach. I'm yet to have a better English muffin, but their bread can be beaten. What's going on with American bread that makes this lady think it's the best bread she's ever had in her life?
I'm weird. I do like, after a while of eating unhealthy, I really feel like I need to start eating healthy and have like salads and stuff.
Yes, of course.
I was in America for 3 months, like working.
Yep.
Everything tasted like it had butter on it or had some kind of sauce or some kind of sugar or some kind of salt.
So what did the bread taste like?
The bread tasted just like a cake. It tasted like sponge cake. I just looked it up then. There's some varieties, and I'm not saying all of them, but there's some varieties of American bread that can have 3 grams of sugar per slice of bread.
God.
3 grams of sugar per slice. Not per loaf, per slice.
This is where you and I are different.
Why would you want that?
How hard is it to get American citizenship? How hard is it? I want to get over there now.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh. The world has really struggled to keep up. I feel like old people, actually. Sorry, but it's true. Old people have really struggled to keep up
with... It's coming for you, mate. You'll be old one day.
And that's fine. And honestly, when young people make fun of me, I hope I can embrace it and go, you know what? That is true. I am struggling quite a bit.
Death is coming for me quicker than it is for you.
Exactly right.
How funny.
How good. But... old people really struggled during this pandemic to figure out Zoom. Essentially, we teleported to being a digital medium. Everyone kind of did for a little while.
Yeah, for sure. Now, my nan, Rockin' Robin,
yeah.
She embraced all of this.
Yep.
But the one thing she couldn't work out was Zoom.
Yeah.
She had Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
She had Skype. She had that weird Cisco one. She mm-hmm. had what was the other one? She was doing House Party for a while. She couldn't work out Zoom.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the easiest one to work out.
It's
just
so
about.
Easy, yes. A lot of the time, I launch a Zoom meeting without even knowing or meaning to. But
that's dangerous.
Some people have really, really been struggling with it. And it seems like the place that it's fallen down the most is the place where it probably shouldn't fall down at all, which is Zoom courtroom meetings.
Yeah, bizarre.
Where someone has to appear in court, they obviously can't do it in person, so they've got to do it over a Zoom call. Now, you've had stuff like people joining with super, super inappropriate screen names that I'm guessing are for like when they're trying to joke around with their friends, forgetting to change it, then going
back
to courtroom.
And going to courtroom, yeah.
There's people who have done that from the bathroom, from the toilet, from like their bed, like not dressed and stuff.
Yeah. The judge, obviously, that turned himself into a cat is the Rolls Royce of this. Yeah.
There was a judge who accidentally put a filter on him to make him look like a cat and then didn't know how to turn it off.
Could not turn it off.
And was like, he was Southern American, and he was like, obviously, I'm not a cat. And, I don't know how to turn this off. We'll have to get past
this crime. We're going to sentence you to 15 years in prison. Imagine being sentenced to 15 years in jail by a cat. You'd be like, what is the world I live in?
Yeah, I'm handing you a $500,000 fine. It's like, well,
this is an egregious corporate embezzlement case.
Are you one of the Aristocats? Yeah. What's going on? This one, hopefully, is the last one, because it's hopefully we just go back to normal and people don't have to figure this out for themselves. But there is a guy who was going to court, I don't know what for, but in the time between him getting the fine or whatever, or getting in trouble and being in court, he had his license suspended, all right?
Right.
He's decided.
His license to kill?
His license to drive. I need to make it clear it was his license to drive.
Yeah, right.
His license to drive was suspended while he was waiting for his court date. He decided to join the Zoom meeting from the car. Driving.
For God's sake.
So his laptop is in the passenger seat. He's driving along. The judge
is like, guy with a suspended license.
Yeah. She's like, you realize that you, first of all, should not be doing this from your car.
Yeah.
Second of all, you are currently driving and you have a suspended license and I'm a judge. You have to be one of the dumbest people I've ever heard of.
Get that cat judge in here. Yeah. Sentence him to 15 years jail. He's obviously too dangerous to be in society.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
But Ned, there is a couple of dog laws that are making their way around the internet at the moment. This is a big article that's come out about like some of the strangest dog laws.
Yeah.
And I just want to run through a few of them because there are some that I'm actually all for.
Fair enough.
The one, for example, that I'm all for is in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is over in the US, dogs are actually banned from barking after 6 p.m. So if you have a dog that barks in your backyard after 6 p.m., as a neighbor, you're actually allowed to do something about that.
I like it as an idea. I don't like it as in, like, how are you going to enforce that at all?
Yeah, well, probably by going around and telling people they're going to get fined unless they can bring their dog inside. Because I love dogs inside at night.
Yeah,
I think that's nice. They feel like a member of the family. Yeah. They don't have to stay outside. Good call. Just bring them in. 6 p.m., that's when they come inside.
My dog was an outside dog for a while.
Yeah, so is our dogs.
Yeah. And then they eventually just, like, what are we doing?
And we got chickens as well, and the chickens roam around the backyard, and then the chickens for a long, long time were sitting on our dog, Abby.
Right.
Like, so she'd go to sleep at night, and one of the chickens would perch up on her and use her as, like, a roost.
She is very beanbag-esque.
And now she's an inside dog, because Dad was like, this is a little bit insulting.
This is kind of disrespectful.
We're using our dog as furniture for our chickens.
This 700,000 years ago would never have happened in a million years.
This chicken would never have been brave enough to do this.
Because humans have both done this to these two animals, this has allowed this to happen.
Nah, we've got to bring the dog inside.
Come on in.
Dogs in Oklahoma apparently should not plan birthday parties because you need a signed permit to have more than groups of four dogs on private property.
Yeah, that seems...
More than four dogs. So I guess that means you can't own more than four dogs in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I guess that's true, which is also a great rule. I like it because I don't think gathering a bunch of dogs in the same place is a really smart idea because if one of them's a little... anxious or a little doesn't like being around other dogs and that freaks out, all of them will freak out. So I kind of like that one. I just don't like that they've like brought in, because now I'm thinking about doggy birthday parties. I'm like, well, no.
Yeah.
He or she should be allowed to have as many as he wants.
Go to the park.
That's
go to the dog park.
If you just said you can't have more than four dogs in a house, I'd be like, yeah, no worries.
Good call. Yep.
Don't make it about a birthday.
Hey, in Illinois,
yep.
Home of Chicago, legal to give a dog whiskey or a lit cigar.
That's...
That's a great law.
Isn't that like a triumph, the comic, the insult
dog?
Yeah,
yeah, actually, yeah, Conan's dog has, yeah. But that's just common sense. Yeah. That should just be common sense.
Is it illegal to or illegal to not?
No, it's illegal to.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why would it be illegal to not?
If
that
I
dog,
see...
taking that dog for a walk without any Jack Daniels, what are you doing?
If I see a dog walking around without a Cuban hanging out of its mouth,
what
it's going to
we
jail.
Doing? I'd like this, though. One of the most wholesome dog law here, it says in this article, is going to Sweden. It's actually illegal to put a dog in doggy daycare where it can't see out of a nice window.
I love that.
So it has
That's
to be able
beautiful.
To see out of a window.
That's the opposite of the birthday one where I'm like, you've painted a picture that makes it, you've sold me the law.
It's funny here too, in Germany, apparently dogs under 10 pounds, when you buy them, can be taxed at the same rate as a rodent.
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, because when you are from the country that produces German shepherds, I'd imagine you have a very low tolerance for small dogs.
See, no, what I'd say also, because you're right, low tolerance, but at the same time, you're making it more attractive as a tax.
I guess,
Make the bigger the dog, the cheaper it is to buy. That's what I'd be doing if I was them.
But I guess then you lose all standing when someone, like, I don't know, older relatives, when they see smaller dogs, a lot of the times they're like, it's more of a rat than a dog. You kind of lose any kind of standing when you're like,
I got a great deal on it, though.
I did pay rat taxes on it.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, something else that's also coming up is Halloween, and I'm so excited
for
it. You
do love a bit of Halloween.
It's my favourite. I don't love Christmas because it's 2 days away from my birthday's 2 days before, so Christmas always engulfed my birthday.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, all right, whatever.
Yep.
Easter, I don't like chocolate at all, so that carries no weight for me. Halloween, I love dressing up. I love people having fun.
Yep.
I like arts and crafts, which seems like it's a lot to do with that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming up this Sunday, which I'm very, very, very excited about. If you want to do something, how sick does this sound? Yarralum was doing a drive-through Halloween night where you can dress up and get in like a car, and then like, so it's COVID safe, you can actually like drive through the school. I think it's held at Yarralum the Primary
fantastic.
On the Sunday from 6 to 8, go and have a look. That would be rad. I reckon I'll probably go and do that. Yep. But I need to know, tomorrow will be the last day before we hit All Hallows Eve. Is tomorrow's show going to be in any way Halloween themed?
Nope.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Why?
Because I have no costume, cannot be bothered organising a costume. We have a lot to do today. I don't have time to go get a costume. So.
What if, like, your costume could be as simple as, like, a sheet? Like, you could just be a ghost. You just put, like, cut
I've only got
nice
sheets that I don't want to do that
buy
too.
One.
So, that's what I'm saying. I don't have time to go and organise it.
Yeah. By the way, we have something at 7 tonight.
Yep. Big day.
Yeah. And we finish work at essentially 10
today. Did you
today.
Not hear me say it's going to be 27 today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Going to get out by my apartment.
Why do you
pool?
Need that's 9 hours? you'll turn up to Hudson Circus tonight looking like a sultana.
Yeah, no, that's it. Get out by the, get some rays.
Please don't do that.
No, I just don't want to do it because it's just annoying. Like, the difference between you and I is you get to sit there over your side of the desk and just talk into the microphone.
Yeah.
I got buttons. If I'm wearing a costume, it's restrictive. I can't touch all the buttons and do all the faders and all that sort of stuff.
Have to be like your thing, I guess, of werewolves and
I'm thinking of costumes I have, and they're all uncomfortable. Like costumes I wouldn't have to go and buy. My Macho Man Randy Savage one, which is too tight to move my hands over to where the buttons are. The Batman one, which is way too hot to wear into the studio. There's no good options. No good options for
What if you did? You could do like a basic one. You're thinking of like going out and buying one, which is not what Halloween's about at all. Why don't you like
you
could be like Rocky or like you could be Rambo. They're both very, very low effort. What? No, I'm not saying you look like Sylvester Stallone.
I'm looking a bit yoked at the moment.
No,
I'm trying to say that the 2 weeks that I've had back at the gym since they've opened up paying dividends.
You
what
said you
say?
Had moves yesterday and agreed, so no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that...
If you want me to say yes to this Halloween thing, really, that was there for you on a cake.
I did try and let you down easy a couple of times, but you steamrolled me to get across the point. You've been to the gyms a couple of times, so I had to humble you. I'm saying you essentially need a red
my original plan of no, I won't be doing anything.
You know what?
Halloween.
I actually don't need you on board because you'll seem like an Halloween Grinch. If I can get Michael, producer Michael, on board, you will seem like you don't want to have fun. Mm. You're above it all. You're too cool for Halloween. If I can get some kind of show mutiny happening against you, actually, great theme, pirates. If Meek and Michael dress up as pirates, have a Grinch mutiny, that'll actually be fantastic.
Michael gets here an hour before us,
yeah,
which means he would have to get up an hour earlier than that to get a costume organized and everything. So I think he's going to be on my side, interestingly.
I don't think pirate costumes take an hour to put on, but I see your point. I'm asking a lot for a guy who gets here way before us.
Do you understand, and this kind of actually while we're having the discussion about the show and the team and everything, you understand why maybe a bit of lead time is always a bit good? Like, maybe talk about this to us on Tuesday rather than Thursday?
Because I imagined your answer was going to be, no, I don't want to do it. It's too much effort. So I was like, you know what? I'll just put him on the spot.
Every excuse I've given to you so far, destructible if you'd given us a week's notice. You would have been like, you know what? You've got a week. Get something organized. All right. I would have no legs to stand on.
Okay, perfect. So you 100%, if I'd given you a week and you didn't have to organize anything, you would have done it?
Yep.
Cool. I'll bring everyone a costume in tomorrow because I have a million of them. So,
forgetting.
All right, guys, you're dressing up as a banana and Michael is... I don't know, Michael Jackson from Thriller or something.
For some reason, I still need the week to get my head around it, so no.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
I've got a problem that I need to talk about now because I feel like it's something we need to discuss before tonight when restrictions get even looser.
Okay.
And we go to even more indoor venues and even greater numbers.
We start chilling out.
The chief health officer has said that obviously we're going to see some numbers go up once this all starts happening. But if the thing I'm about to rant about doesn't stop, we're going to see unnecessary numbers go up.
Okay.
Now, here we go. I have, in the last 24 hours, seen five people, five different individuals from all walks of life, all different ages, wearing no mask while talking on their mobile phone, as if for some reason... talking on the phone is a reason to not be wearing a mask.
Okay.
It's like you're too muffled through the mask to talk on the phone. So what can I do but go for the old chin nappy where you pull your chin, pull the mask down to your chin so I can be clearly heard on the phone.
Yeah.
That is not a reason to not wear your mask properly.
Yeah.
You, if you want to do a phone call and you're worried that you're going to be muffled, stay in your car. Don't be walking through the shopping center, which is where I saw this yesterday, five different times while on the phone with your mask down around your chin. It's not a reason to not wear your mask.
I can, honestly, we can do it right here. It's a perfect example. I've got a mask. Listen to this. Ready? This is me unmasked if I was having a conversation.
Yep.
Hey, mum, I've spent all my money again. I'm going to need you and dad to give me money for food. And this is masked. Ready?
Yep, here we go.
Hey, mum, never mind. I just caught a possum. That'll do me for the rest of the week.
Very good.
That was with the mask on. Can you hear...
lean meat as well.
Anyway, it's good, point, good eating.
The point here is, Ned, I could hear that perfectly.
Yep.
And before anybody starts drafting a letter to this radio station, allow me to give the caveat of I totally get that some people have medical exemptions, whether you know got breathing issues, can't wear the masks, all sorts of things. But this is not wearing one.
Yeah.
This is having it down around your chin.
Yep.
So the people I saw yesterday clearly know and can wear a mask normally.
Yeah.
But they've decided that because they're on the phone, it's kind of like eating or drinking. For this moment, I need the mask off. And I'm like, no, you don't, because you're talking loudly, which means your spittle is going as far as it ever normally would because you are very engaged on the phone.
Yeah.
And this is the most dangerous thing we could be doing, walking past you on the phone right now while you're just spitting carelessly into the wind.
Honestly, I don't know why people don't embrace it more. It essentially gives you like a little bit of a get smart cone of silence. Like, no one really knows what you're saying. No one knows if it's you. Talking. I mean, obviously the phone, holding up your phone to your ear gives it away a little bit.
Look, and I don't want to generalize because, you know, whatever, but there was a lady who, there was a lady in the supermarket yesterday who I heard swearing about her kids to somebody else down the phone.
Okay.
That was the conversation she was having so loud that she needed to take her mask off.
It's like,
and I was like, figures.
Yeah. I will say, whilst I've been on board, the way that you've gone about this, your cadence, your tone.
I'm angry about it because I just see it and I go, what makes you so special? Why do we all... That's what I get so mad about with this, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why in your mind are you special? You don't have to wear your mask to make a phone call. Obviously, you know you have to wear your mask because it's around your neck. You've got it down around your chin.
Exactly.
Why do you think, oh no, my business about why Xander was acting up this morning... too important to be possibly even a little bit muffled. Yeah. I need everyone in sundry to hear me screaming about my child.
I agree with what you're saying, but the way you've gone about this is left me no option other than to yellow card you. and hit you with an old man rant, which is not something we've done for like a year. But
an old man rant.
An old man rant is something we used to do to keep ourselves young and hip, where if you got like three of these a year or five of these, you, I don't know.
It was a dare or something.
Get thrown out of a plane, do something very young and spiritful.
Oh, my God.
Do we have the sound effect still?
Well, no, because the way the old man rant worked is I had to agree that it was an old man rant.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, do you agree? Because I'll call Michael down. Because I think that this has very much been an old man rant.
It's for a good reason, though.
And this is it. I'm on board with you.
But I have gone about it.
But your cadence has been very old man-like.
I'll pay it.
Oh, back in my day.
Okay, we're running out of time, but we have four to go, guys. Let's everyone call Josh on everything.
Great news is I got basically, to not make anything go wrong, I've got, three more left in me for free.
Yeah, we
it's
really
October.
Need to.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit meja.com.au.
Hit 104.7.